This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ecuadorian officials said a riot in a prison in a coastal city killed 24 inmates and injured 48 more Tuesday. The country's prison service says a police and military operation managed to regain control of the prison after 5 hours. Officials claim the violence involved gunfire, knives, and explosions and was caused by a dispute between prison gangs. Television images showed inmates firing from the windows of the prison amid smoke and the detonation of firearms and explosives. In July, President Guillermo Lasso decreed a state of emergency in Ecuador's prison system following several violent episodes that resulted in more than 100 inmates being killed. Top U.S. generals said Tuesday they advised President Joe Biden to keep American troops in Afghanistan and expressed concern that the Taliban have not severed ties with al-Qaeda. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of U.S. Central Command, said they had personally recommended some 2,500 troops remain on the ground in Afghanistan. Biden, in April, ordered a complete pullout of U.S. forces from the country by August 31st, following through on an agreement reached with the Taliban by former President Donald Trump. Milley, McKenzie, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were grilled for nearly 6 hours by senators about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the chaotic evacuation from Kabul Airport. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Top senators from President Joe Biden's Democratic Party warned Tuesday that the U.S. relationship with Brazil would be at risk if President Jair Bolsonaro does not respect democratic norms in October 2022 elections. The far-right leader, one of the leading international allies of Donald Trump, has warned that Brazil could see scenes reminiscent of the January 6th mob violence in Washington by supporters of the former U.S. president's false claims of election fraud. In a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, four Democratic senators said that disruption in Brazil's democracy, quote, would jeopardize the very foundation of relations between the Western Hemisphere's two most populous nations. The senators voiced alarm at Bolsonaro's claims without evidence that the voting system is mired in fraud and his suggestions that he would not concede defeat. Chile's lower house of Congress on Tuesday approved a bill to decriminalize abortion within 14 weeks of pregnancy, a major step towards legalization of a procedure still only allowed in a handful of Latin American countries. The bill, submitted in 2018 by opposition MPs, seeks to change the existing law which allows elective abortion under certain circumstances. Activists say those legal abortions represent only about 3% of the thousands of secret terminations taking place in the country. Among other Latin American countries, abortion is only legal in Uruguay, Cuba, Argentina, January, and Guyana, as well as Mexico City and three Mexican states. It is banned in El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti, and most other countries allow it only for medical reasons or in case of rape. Poland's president Andrzej Duda said on Tuesday he would request the extension of a state of emergency along Poland's border with Belarus for a further 60 days due to a surge in migration that Warsaw blames on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Poland and fellow European states Lithuania and Latvia have reported sharp increases in migrants from countries such as Afghanistan and Iraq trying to cross their borders in what Brussels and Warsaw say is a form of hybrid warfare designed to put pressure on the bloc over sanctions that's been imposed on it. A state of emergency involves restrictions on freedom of movement in the affected areas, including for media and non-government organizations. The current measures are due to expire October 1st. Poland declared the emergency at the start of September, but its nationalist government has faced criticism over its treatment of migrants at the frontier. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.